Bent Spared. We're having the lot. And that's what happened last night. And a couple of beers afterwards. I might have had a mulled wine. It's nearly the season for that. I've come and have a real spring in my step. Well, not I haven't, because I can barely move because I've pulled my back, which means that today, I don't know if the show's going to sound any different to you, but no, I'm not on loads of painkillers. I'm stood up. Normally, I'm in my little swivel chair doing the show at the desk, but today, I've defaulted to the Russell Brand style of broadcasting. He used to stand, when he made radio shows, in a corner at a microphone like some sort of lead singer. I'm stood at the desk today because I just need to be upright. So, we've got some guests coming on the show, as ever. I'll tell you about them. But also, I'm going to be having a chat with them about a few things. Let me tell you who they are first, though. I've got Suns Up in the studio. They're an indie pop band from Sussex. They're coming in to talk to us about their new acoustic EP. Then, it's not very often that we do this. So we've got something a bit different on the show. Just from time to time. When we're offered like a global superstar, sometimes that transcends the genre of music that the show is normally tailored to. And this music is really its own brand of music. But they're called Highly Suspect. And they are juggernauts. They've been number one on the alternative album charts when their album came out. And I'm checking this because I can't quite believe it. They've had over 500 million streams across their entire catalogue of music. That's a lot. So maybe when you get somebody who's been that successful, maybe they can give me a few tips on how to get over 500 million listens on the radio show. And just find out, you know, it's good to see the other end of the wedge of people that have made it and find out, you know, what life is like at that end of the table. So very excited to be talking to them about that. And also, Joe Goes Hunting. Some very experimental music, kind of in the similar camp to Avoca Gentle. I'll be very excited to talk to them all the way from Holland, coming in the studio. And as luck would have it, in a couple of weeks' time, I am popping off to Amsterdam. So maybe I'll see if I can get some Dutch lessons from Joe Goes Hunting. Be nice, wouldn't it? Got to get something out of the show, haven't you? Plus, I'll probably be asking them if any of them know how to fix my back. And also, just because I had such a brilliant time last night, I'm going to have a little chat with them about curries. See what kind of curry they order. See how the curry order in Holland differs to the one here in the UK. See if we're all having the same kind of things. I'll run you through my order, right? Classic stuff from Paige. Right? There was three of us. For some reason, we had 9 poppadoms. That's a lot of poppadoms. I said it was too many. It was too many. Couple of naans. 1 peshwari, 1 garlic. Yeah, couple of rices, 1 mushroom, 1 pilau. Then we had starters. Very unusual move to have the starters. But my mates are into it. Ordered things we wouldn't normally order. Salmon tikka. It was actually really nice. I was doubting it. Little lamb chop. Onion bhaji. I had a lamb doppiazza. What a night. Big bottle of wine. Few cobras. I'm going to see if any of our guests can top that curry order when they come in. But also, here's something that I'm absolutely fascinated with, right? And this is something else I'm going to talk to our guests about on the show today. Me and Yanina, my wife, have been watching this documentary called Unnatural Selection. Will, have you seen it? On Netflix. Oh, what a documentary. I'm only on part 2 or 3 at the moment. And it's basically some scientists have discovered a way of basically cutting and pasting little bits of DNA into living creatures' bodies. So they can change the dynamics of a creature or even a human being. So, for example, they made some really muscly dogs. They're on the show next week, muscly dogs. They're not, I'm not here, but don't worry. We'll come to that later. Also, there was... they basically got some rats, right? And they gave them some of the DNA of a firefly. And now there's glow-in-the-dark rats, right? And so the idea behind this is that they can use it to eradicate illnesses. They can use it... People that are blind, they can help them to see if it's a DNA-based problem. Obviously, some of the pharmaceutical companies have really jumped on top of this and made all of the medicines that currently use this technology so expensive, like $750,000 for one dose. And then they're kind of putting a price tag on what is, you know, your child's sight worth, all this kind of stuff. But then there's this rogue gang of guys who are going around doing home kits, because it's basically easier than programming a computer. So they're like, well, we're going to just make it accessible to anybody. And now there's like dog breeders making, like, I don't know, super dogs. I haven't finished watching it yet, but it's really cool. And the point that I'm trying to get to is it's a very exciting time. And if you had one of these kits, I'll be talking to my guests about what would you do to yourself, like, not necessarily like a superpower, but what would you make better about yourself? What would you give yourself extra of or super of? I'll leave a sort of innuendo based joke gap there for you to fill that in yourself. I'd probably just make sure I had more room for more of last night's curry, if I'm honest, or have a better back, or make sure I never lose my hair, all those kind of things. Never put on any weight. Do some pretty cool things. So I'm gonna ask our guests about that. I think it's interesting. We've also got lots and lots of good music today. All the features that you know and love, including the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever, which is coming up after our first song today, which is going to be a really interesting piece of music. It's two brothers, unsurprisingly, because their name is Sons of Raphael. And they brought out an EP in 2018 called A Nation of Bloodsuckers. This is the first glimpse of their to-be-announced debut album, which is coming out in 2020. We're nearly there, new decade. They've been working on the album for 7 years, and this is a very complex... It sounds like unlike anything I've ever heard, but there are elements of stuff that we have heard. Like, it's a bit of a Beach Boysy kind of fuzzy element to it. I think you're going to like it. This is He Who Brings the Morning Darkness by Sons of Raphael. It's the kind of groundbreaking new music that this show is getting a reputation for. Have a listen, see what you think. I'll be back on the other side of this. This is Sons of Raphael. Wow, so much going on there, don't you think? It's like a nightmarish Beach Boys. I think I'm right in saying that. Completely different end to the start, to the middle. It's almost like somebody's turning the knobs through the stations and picking up different transmissions of different songs. I really like that. It's really cool and different. You don't need to change the dial and go through different transmissions of radio stations, though, because you're in the right place. You're listening to Joey Page on FUBAR Radio. The cheesiest link I've ever done, but I just fancied it. It was good. Things like that make me laugh, to just do that. So every now and again, you might get a bit of old school radio DJ out of me today. Who knows? Right. It's time for... I should say, by the way, that was Sons of Raphael and He Who Brings the Morning Darkness. And very much looking forward to seeing what an album from those guys would be like, especially if it's taken them 7 years to make. Now, before we move on, little correspondence from producer of the show. Bearing in mind, this is somebody who's quite powerful here at the radio station, somebody that is in charge of putting this whole show together with the help of the other guys out there, right? But Abby has just informed me that up until very recently that she's been calling poppadoms pompadoms. This is a fully grown human woman, ladies and gentlemen. Pompadoms. I had a girlfriend who used to do that, and I showed it to her on the menu that it was actually poppadoms, and she still refused to believe me. And needless to say, we're not together now. All right. With that in mind, that kind of sort of sharp... I don't know what I'm trying to say. But just, you know, I've got that in my locker that I can be a bit cutting. Let's go to the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. How am I sounding stood up, by the way? All right, here we go. So, if you've not heard this feature before, it's the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. I go through some things that have happened in the music news, little tidbits of information that are either good or annoying or whatever, and put them in an order. I play the top one, which is almost certainly just something I've been listening to this week, and I relegate the most annoying one from the show, never to be heard of again. So much stuff in here this week. It's a big one. It's a big laundry list of stuff. I'm going to start smack bang in the middle with a bit of news that surprised me more than anything. Remember Corner Shop? Brimful of Asher? They're back! They're bringing out their first album in about 12 years on the 6th of March called England is a Garden. Who knows whether that'll be good or not, but it's interesting that that's going to be coming our way. I wonder what a 2020 Corner Shop sounds like. Will they accept parcels? Some of them accept parcels now. Okay. Beck is no longer a Scientologist. That's good, isn't it? Let's just say that that's up the top end. But he's announced that he's no longer a Scientologist. So now we don't have to feel bad about liking Beck. Because he's renounced that crazy cult of Scientology. I won't say too much more about that in case we mysteriously disappear from air. Will looks like he could be a Scientologist. Possibly. He might be listening in from... Here's another thing that I find a bit strange and weird. Neil Young is releasing an EP that has been 45 years in the making. And you think, why 45 years in the making? And then the next piece of news I read, Neil Young quits Facebook. Number one, when was Neil Young ever on Facebook? Who's friends with Neil Young on Facebook? Do you know somebody that's friends with Neil Young on Facebook? I want a root and branch investigation into this. But maybe now he's not on Facebook. Maybe that's why the LP's coming out, because he's got so much more time on his hands that he's not on Facebook. I know nobody's on Facebook anymore, but he's quite old, so that's why he would be. It's for old people, isn't it? Anyway, that's that. That's all the weird sort of confusing stuff. Oh, no, it's not. What about this piece of news? There's possibly going to be a Wu-Tang Clan themed theme park in Korea. Amazing. There are literally no other details at this moment in time, but there are talks on creating a Wu-Tang Clan theme park. They've been talking to the manager of the band about it. It's in progress. There's no other details at the moment. But what an excuse to go to Korea. Right? Okay, let's go down the bottom of the barometer. And this is something that Will said, oh, I bet you're going to bring this up. And he's damn right, I am going to bring this up. Well, there's a couple of festivals that have announced their lineups, right? I'm obviously throwing Robbie Williams into the pit of being relegated from the show, like I've done most weeks recently, because he just keeps on coming up with utter shit. And today is no different. We'll come to that in a minute. But Mad Cool Festival in Spain, yeah? Fairly decent festival by all accounts. What a terrible, boring lineup this is. Killers. What's the point? Kind of goes in the same category as Jake Bugg. He's doing a tour. Is there a need for a new Jake Bugg album? I feel like his problem was that he was way overexposed early on in his career. And everyone's like, meh, it's Jake Bugg. Well, Killers, Kings of Leon, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish. What a festival. Mad cool. No, thank you very much. But there's something that beats that. The Cortinas, Liam Gallagher, Lewis Capaldi, Keane, Snow Patrol. What a horrible lineup. Transmit Festival, more like Trans Shit Festival. You are relegated from the show, as is Mad Cool Festival, and as is Robbie Williams. Is now, he's so desperate for fame, right, that he's gone to Eddie Hearn, the boxing promoter. You know, I said this on the show a couple of weeks ago, that Robbie Williams wants to have an official boxing match with Liam Gallagher. Let me tell you something, Robbie Williams. Liam Gallagher's busy, right? But now he's gone to a boxing promoter to see if he can help him get this to happen. And then Robbie said, I've reached out to Liam Gallagher a number of times and he hasn't replied. Yeah, do you know why? His career's going fine. Stop bugging him. You're like an ex-girlfriend that can't let go. Stop bugging him, Robbie Williams. You're banned from the show. A triple firing this week. It's getting like The Apprentice. But let's find out who is going to be... Who's the Lord Sugar of alternative radio going to employ onto the airwaves here at the top of the barometer? Pretty sweet comparison. I think you'll agree that I just did that. Wide Awake Festival, right? This is the exact opposite of what we were just talking about. It's going to be in Brockwell Park in the summer. Dedicated to alternative music. Loads of different types of interesting genres. Three big names announced for it already. Dream Wife, Goat Girl, Shame. That's more like it. That's what we want to see. That's up there. Along with Beck no longer being a Scientologist. But the winner of the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever comes by way of a new band that I've been listening to, and I think that their work is really good, and here's a chance for you to agree with me. They've got a new EP coming out this Friday called Atrophy. They're playing Peckham Audio on the 13th of December. They are a band that I found by listening to Creatures, who are our guests on the show last week. Went into the little people that like this band also might like on Spotify, that little feature, and found this band. They're called Yao, and this song is called John the Collector, and I think it's a highly brilliant piece of music, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So that is today's winner of the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. In a few moments' time, I will be getting our first guest's sons up into the studio, but for now, here is the top of the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever it is. John the Collector by Yao.
My friend John has started learning how to speak about his demons. Sure, I'm proud, but it's made him strange. I caught him talking to the faces that he's been busy feeling and sticking to his ceiling. He says he's found some meaning
at last.
He's shrunk into that feeling.
Yeah.
touches like the rubber on a fetish mass fragment. Collect records, collect us, collect something. Collect instructions for corporeal destruction. Everybody needs material meaning. Everybody needs a tally to lean on. Everyone needs someone they can talk to when they're feeling like nobody can hear them. That's why my friend John collects these faces on the ceiling, which I am a sorry member. Now he never has to worry, because none of us can leave him. I never meant to get close enough to be a face for John, but here I am. I never meant to get close enough to be a crutch for anyone, but here I am. When you want to hear his friends and people he's known, his friends and people he's known, friends and the people he's known. When you want to hear his friends and people he's known, hangs in my pendants from the captive sky.
There we go. That was Yao and John the Collector. And like I said, if you like that, then you can see them. They're playing in Peckham at the beginning of December. And their new EP is out this Friday. I'm sure you can listen to it on Spotify, etc. Right. It's now time to welcome my first guests of the afternoon. They're sitting across from me. David and Toby. Sun's up. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Toby, you're very wrapped up. You've got about 9 layers on here.
Got to stay warm.
Yeah, got to stay warm.
Stay warm, stay tucked in. Our van doesn't have good heating, so you got to wrap up as much as you can.
Did you come up in a van today? Like the mystery machine?
I wish it was nice as that and had a nice dog in it. No, it's what is it, an old post van, isn't it?
Yeah, an old post van. Yeah. Where did you get that from?
Can we say
postman?
No.
Is he looking for it?
Yeah. No, it's where did they come from? We're looking for it for ages, weren't we?
Bought a cheap van online.
He used to drive a little Cinquecento thing.
Yeah,
and we couldn't fit. Well, we tried to fit a lot of stuff in there, and I think we broke it, so we had to get something a bit bigger.
A band, I don't know if you've ever heard of them, Calva Louise, they also had a Cinquecento. We should really do that sometime. Just take note of what is the most popular car to go around in. And they had very similar problems and couldn't get any of their stuff into it. So, do you mind me asking, how much is a post van, an old post van?
We knocked him down, didn't we?
Yeah,
I think it was 2.5, maybe.
Yeah, 2.5. Okay. Maybe 3. But, I mean, it's pretty good. It's only done, like, 900,000 miles or something.
Right.
That's not crazy. Yeah.
We worked out
easy access, side and back.
Two trips to the moon or something.
No, when we first got it, it was full of elastic bands and loads of old, we did not deliver your item, like cards everywhere, so it needed a proper clean.
Yeah.
And then it had 80,000 miles.
And have you left it the same, you've not painted it or anything?
It needs a paint. It is red, but it's like nearly white now, isn't it?
Can you do us a favour? Is it outside?
Yeah,
ish. Not no, like, but no, but after you leave,
oh yeah,
can you just send us a little picture so we can put it on social media?
Come on, yeah.
This is such a great image that you guys are driving around.
Yeah. It's fun actually. Yeah, I remember when we first got it. We were so excited. Do you remember that first day?
Have you named it?
I tend to call it Big Red.
Big Red, yeah.
Bertie. We called it Bertie for a while.
Nice.
The name hasn't come up yet, has it? I think when we meet someone...
Red.
Might call it Joey after this, actually.
Oh, that's very
nice.
If
special comes up, we'll name
there
it.
There we go.
Yeah, needs to ring.
Let's see how I do over the next sort of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
you might retract that.
Yeah, I might call it Not Joey.
Yeah, Not Joey. So, tell me about Suns Up. How did you guys start this project? Where did you meet all that kind of business?
We met in school. We've been friends for years and always play music together.
Primary or secondary?
You guys, primary, isn't it?
I've known the guitarist Sam since he was like 3.
Right.
So a long time.
So these three knew each other for ages, and I met them in secondary.
Yeah.
And I think their dad's... So we got Sam's dad, Duncan, taught them guitar.
Mm.
And that was their first like jam together. And then they were jamming in the music block. I think they're playing Arctic Monkeys or something.
Right.
And I noticed that no one was doing the solo.
Dave loves the Arctic Monkeys.
I love the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, right. That's all right.
I could do that solo. I nailed that for you. And in
terms of, are you somebody that was like absolutely distraught by their new album, or did you enjoy it?
We've got a joke that I will literally love anything Alex Turner makes.
Right. Yeah.
These guys are waiting for his White Noise album to come out. Just like,
well, a lot of people would say that was it, but I love that album. But so there's such a backlash for it. I was just like,
yes, you got
seeing all these people going, what's this? I don't understand it.
I like it. I don't love it, but I like it. So it's good. Right, I think cool.
The first album's amazing.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah, okay.
So it took me a long time.
I think you've got to respect him for who he is. He is amazing.
It took me a long time to get into him because his voice I couldn't take him seriously because he sounded like sort of like an old skiffle band from I've been cleaning windows. So it took me a long time to get into the.
That's one of my lyrics, actually. So these guys were jamming that. I came along, played the solo, and then we've been playing
in the band ever since.
Nice.
We're like beyond friends now. We're like, it's like, and yeah, I don't know.
In a good way, as in you're like an extension of each other's minds, or in a bad way, as we'd be on friends.
We're an extension of each other's families.
Gone too far to call it.
Yeah. We quite like our drummer will have like barbecues and stuff, and we all go around, and it's nice. Yeah.
So. I see these three more than I see anybody really.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But it's the way it's got to be, isn't it? If you're trying to be successful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We're down in Southampton last night, so that was fun. And playing a gig down there.
Where were you playing in Southampton?
Heartbreakers.
Oh yeah, I love that venue.
We were like, is this going to be a great venue? The venue's amazing. Mm. Night was pretty good.
That's our first time there, isn't it? Southampton. Yeah. Mm. That's like near where we're from. We're from Chichester.
Yeah, right. I'm down that way in a couple of weeks, actually.
What are you doing?
I've got a gig down there. I'm a stand-up comedian, so I've got a gig down there.
Whereabouts?
I'll tell you in a minute. When we play a song, I'll look it up. Yeah. Like, no, I don't mind. I actually want people to come.
Tickets? No, we'll come to that.
All right. Yeah. I'll be there.
That'll be fun.
It's on a Friday.
Okay. Just outside Poundland or something.
Yeah, no, it's a legitimate thing. But I can't for the life of me remember what the town's called.
Okay.
But I will tell you in a minute. I'll look on my phone. So you're friends from school, and you got this. Let's fast forward to now. You've got an acoustic EP, right? Mm. Which is quite. Which I like. Because my producer's guessing towns down in the south. He's like, Petersfield? It could be.
Oh, have you got her in your ear?
No, he's put it on my screen. Petersfield, thanks. Keep guessing, we'll work it out.
Yeah. Petersfield is a town in
I know
the south.
It is, so it is, but I don't think it is Petersfield.
Okay.
Might be Horsham? No, that's down towards Brighton. This is not what this interview is for.
Sorry,
I will come to that in a second.
Yeah, the acoustic EP.
To my memory, mm-hmm. Not a lot of people. I can't think of another band that's done an acoustic EP recently. So, what made you decide that was something you wanted to do? Because it's brilliant. Because no one else is doing it. It's so obvious.
Yeah, I think it's going to go that way. I think it's a shame. Music now seems to have such a short-lived life. Like, put a single out. Last for a few months, then the next one has to come out. Everyone's got a short attention span, and we thought our songs were pretty good. Like, we obviously like what we're doing, and the way that they're in such a style at the moment, they're quite charty and a bit poppy.
Mm.
And we wanted to pull it the complete other way, back to how they were written,
which
is acoustic guitars. Spend a bit of time in studio. It's all produced and mixed by ourselves, and. The reason we're in this band because it's fun, and that's a fun thing to do.
It is fun to do.
Quite
a lot of people were booking us for. We had quite a lot of gigs recently, at least in the last 6 months or something, where people would be like, "Do you mind doing this one acoustic?" And we'd be like,
"The whole gig?"
And we'd be like, "Our band's not really
a lot of festivals."
Festival like showcase gigs and stuff would be like, "Can you come down and do an acoustic? 20 minutes?" And we'd be like. Our band's not really acoustic, and then it turned out that it can be translated quite nicely to a different arrangement and a different like production on it, and it is nice. And
I think it's the first piece of work we've done as this band all by ourselves. So, like all the artwork's first taken by Toby,
right?
And it's all as I said, produced so it's and like, mixed and arranged by us, and
not had a fifth member.
It's like a final goodbye producer. To them songs now. Now we can we've strangled those.
Yeah, right.
Let's get our new tracks out, which is going to be the start of the next year.
Also, this Friday, we've got an acoustic show back home.
Playing that EP.
In Chai. So we're doing like a launch for that EP. And then the day after, we're doing a Sofa Sounds up in London. So, they're both acoustic shows. It makes sense to have some acoustic stuff to play.
Yeah, right. And also, it's just like you said, it is really good to put the different versions of stuff out because it's just more content.
Spotify
love the playlists.
Someone might not like the song, and then but they like the acoustic version. So it's another way into the band. If you can do that, then you're.
Absolutely.
And that Sofa Sounds actually just sold out.
Oh, great!
Just been messaged, just found out, so that'd be a good show.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
So, what for you guys? What is it in terms of playing like acoustically versus playing electrically? If you like, obviously,
better?
What do you prefer about each one? Like, is there? Obviously, you're a bit more.
I think the band
on your own in the acoustic. You know, it's you and the guitar versus the audience. You haven't got anything backing you up as such.
I think with the band stuff, it is what we are. That is that's the music we want to make, and that's not to say we don't want to make the acoustic stuff. We do. The acoustic stuff's a bit. I would go as far as to say it's a bit more experimental. We have electric drum kits and sample pads, and Matt's playing keyboard rather than drums. Mm. So it's like a different version of the band.
Nice,
I think. I think it's fun. It's an experiment.
Personally, I think I prefer the acoustic stuff. I think that's how the songs were written. I think that's how.
But performance-wise, is that something? Do you really enjoy that sort of intimacy?
I do. It's nice not having the drums pounding in your ears.
Yeah,
for the next 2 days. That's quite nice. I like playing acoustic. Both for me, electric. It's a different show. Electric, you can. It just feels like you want to get up and get into the audience faces a bit, whereas acoustic, you want to sit back and just
and listen to the songs.
Because it's obviously two completely different ways of being. But
it's nice.
It's nice to have the options to do both. Totally.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now I'm gonna embroil you in some just general bits and pieces that we're doing on the show here today, right? So I don't know if you've seen this documentary, but let's see where you want to go with this. Do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Curry's, not the electrical shop. As in, or do you want to talk about DNA? We're probably going to do both, but I just want to.
I mean, you love curries.
I love curry. Is this going to be like how much DNA is in a curry?
No. They're two different things. But basically, last night I went for one of the best curries I've ever been for, and it just made me so happy.
Okay.
And me and my mates, we're not going to. And God bless my mate Mark, because he's in a high powered job. He was like, I'm getting this at the end, because we slightly outspent ourselves. Like, so much food and amazing. So I think it's quite nice. The listeners might want to know what kind of a curry order the Suns Up put in when they're having a curry night. What are your weapons of choice?
Where was that curry house, by the way? Can we know that? Can we say that on air?
We can say it, but if I can remember what it's called. But it's near Cannon Street. I don't know. I was quite drunk by the time I got in there.
Okay, I might have played a part.
Yeah, but I've already done mine on air. I had. So I just want to know what you guys have.
Well, there's a really good place in Chichester.
Just one on the ward.
Yeah.
Just one on the ward.
Maybe I'll go there on the 6th before my gig. I'll have a terrible gig.
Come on down.
Bloated. it's Masala City, isn't
Masala
it?
City.
It's just
Masala
one on the
City.
Ward. They're going to love that I've said this. I'm a regular there.
Yeah, great. You should clip this up for them and maybe they'll give you free free sundries.
Yeah, go to Masala City. Every listener here, go to Masala City. And what do you call them? Pompadoms. Is that what you call them?
No, not me. That's Abby. Don't tar me with that brush.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
Just like scream through the glass. No, they've got weird names. There's one called Chom Chom, which we like to order just to say it.
What's in it?
It's like a sweet, I think it's lentil maybe. It's like a sweet curry. Dansak, classic. I always get a Rogan.
Yeah, I like a Rogan. I didn't do that last night, but that is one of my weapons of choice.
Just nice.
Chicken or lamb, or are you veggie?
I'll go chicken. Tikka.
Chicken tikka, yeah, good. Tikka is
that. I'm not gonna have plain chicken in mine.
I like chicken and lamb.
Yeah,
not on the same dish.
They have a mix.
Mix is good.
But mix is good. Yeah.
Our guitarist is vegan.
Yeah.
And they do a beautiful vegan Rogan, don't they? Where it's literally just loads of veg. You get a lot of food.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And what about naan breads? Are you going keema or peshwari or garlic or plain?
I love the coconut one.
Peshwari. Got to be. I think peshwari or peshwari or garlic
is delicious as well.
I do a cheese one actually, it looks like a pizza.
Yeah, I don't know about cheese and curry.
Paneer, that's amazing.
I'm a bit confused by it in a curry.
You gotta be careful. I mean,
the spinach and cheese one,
yeah,
or the peas and cheese
peas and cheese,
delicious.
It's no, they yeah, they're good.
See, there you go. So now the listening audience know what Sun's Up have.
It's not going to be like a weird like.
They're not going to turn up with it. Again.
Yeah, you know that's what
Sofa
I'm saying.
Sofa Sounds. Yeah. Turn up with a delivery.
You know, like Beatles got stuff thrown at them. And like Masterkin's got like Whisper Golds thrown at them. We're going to get like fucking Coolmas thrown at us.
Curry thrown at us. Yeah.
I like a just pillau rice.
I like a dry curry. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah. So you won't be getting dirty. But
yeah.
If anyone's
I'd say a shard of poppadom, that could be lethal.
Yeah. If you're throwing
that please don't throw anything at Sun's Up.
Yeah. Or a bargee.
Yeah. So have you got where are we tonight? You're doing Old Blue Last, correct?
Playing Old Blue Last. Yes. First headline show, isn't it? Is that our first London headline show?
First London headline.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Getting close to sold out, which is cool.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a busy
amazing
one.
And people could probably have a little look at the post van around the run on the side street.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do like a MTV show. Cribs van tour or something.
Yeah. Pimp my van.
Post van. Tim, what's his name?
Tim Westwood, yeah. Oh, I wish I had like a bomb dropping sound effect on my screen. I haven't got one today. Today, I never have one. But oh,
they haven't loaded it up for me today. So,
so people, it's close to sold out, but people could still physically get tickets.
Get a ticket, yeah.
Online, come
if
see
not,
us.
Find the post van, wait outside, get a photo with the guys after the show.
We'll sign your poppadoms.
There we go. Lovely. we are going to play Do What You Feel Like.
Ooh.
So what do you want to tell the listeners about that, if anything?
Acoustic or...
Which one are you going for?
The single one. It's probably a single, isn't it?
I think it's probably the single.
Let's hope it's a single.
It's the single.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not, we'll just stop it and then we'll have you guys...
We'll have a little laugh about it and then we'll play a different one.
What do I know about that? That song is basically...
That was a summer song, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was written to just tell people to do what they want, and it came from we all wanted to do the band, but so much stuff was like holding us back, like jobs and money worries and all this stuff. But it's an easier fix, and it looks like if you're in the middle of it and you just step away, it looks a lot.
I understand
So that's what a song's like nodding to. Did a cool video with these guys from Chichester called Izzy and Kelia. Who are like amazing? They made that video. It's
right,
really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, if you get a chance to check it on YouTube, it's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll give that a little play, and I said maybe a few tickets for tonight at the Old Blue Last, and if not, you can go to the van for a little version of Pimp My Van. I found basically you can't hear. Actually, I've got headphones on, but I just go. guys, it's been a real pleasure having you in. When you listen back to that, that's going to be sweet. this is Do What You Feel Like by my guest Sun's Up. Thanks for coming in, guys. It's been
thanks
a pleasure to
us.
Meet you.
Yeah.
And good luck tonight.
Hey, you, mate.
Cheers.
FUBAR Radio presents Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We should say hello to our third and final guest, George the Poet.
I've got a theory, I might as well throw this out early.
Please.
I feel like there's a formula for everything. If you know that as an artist, you're going to be putting out work that is most exciting to you at that given moment, and you know that you're going to change as a person, then we can actually calculate the formula of what your output's going to be. We know that it's going to take your present moment, your vibes, whatever music you're listening to, whatever book you might be reading, add all of that up, and it's going to output exactly your projection of yourself in all of that.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, every Wednesday from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Tacos made with pride. The Upper West Side. Cartels, you two just drive. Triads on Broadway High. Supply and demand at this restaurant. No, they bought it out. Fist bump. And they're going legit. Too legit to quit. Before you're having a fit, better go with it. At night, I watch adult things. Cover my eyes during sex scenes. Then on to a little bit of texting. Handing out questionnaires that are vexing. Swiping right at night. A damn shame, right? Pretender keeps my apartment looking right. Benjamin Franklin's. I'll fly a kite. Butterfly the last unicorn. Hold tight. Price yourself out the game, Glenfiddich. I'll disappear like Schmendrick. You ain't my high school sweetheart. And my name ain't Kendrick. Fitting it all in a briefcase. Sophie with a duck face. Brother Jamal serving rice cakes. No bean pie, you lose face. Comedy tickets, jokes be crickets. And you better not say the word midget. Dig it, got a tent, pitch it. Got a bucket, kick it, you're dead, son. 2 1-on-1. 2 hauling notes, don't go to jail, son. Might meet a Schwarzenegger. Then you got growth. Jazz, purists, professional students that gotta eat. Tourists, real estate losers in Wall Street. Black nanny, skeet, skeet. Got you on the cheap. Your dad's got sexy friends on Facebook. What work that took? Add friend, Kleenex and a napkin. Napkin. Tacos, made with pride. The Upper West Side. Cartels, you two just drive. Ni hao, bye bye.
There we go. That's our good old friend, Pan Amsterdam. That's his new one. It's called Pricey Nacho. Short and sweet, but really happy to hear some new music from him. And hopefully we'll get him back on the show soon. Sooner rather than later. Right. It's now time to welcome into the studio. And when I say that, they're already here. I'm very excited to welcome Highly Suspect into the studio.
What's up?
It's really good to be here.
It's really good to have you here. Let me just do this, right? let's go through all the facts and figures. Your new single had 1.5 million streams in 2 weeks.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Didn't know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
That's holy moly.
You need to talk to your team about getting some more money. You should be getting something out
about
of that. 500 million streams for your whole entire catalogue. Sold out. Whoa. Headline tours in the US and the EU. You're basically musical geniuses and royalty, and it's really exciting to have you in the studio. You're successful, guys! Woo! What about that?
I feel so much better about myself all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't feel it's hungover anymore.
This is great. Why are you hungover?
I'm not. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, you can be.
No, I am.
Yeah, so what happened last night? Nothing. How dare you come in here hungover?
Tuesday night or Wednesday day or what day is it?
So, but where were you last night?
Hawley Arms, probably.
Yeah. Can't remember. Okay, good.
That seems to be a fun spot. We play,
yeah. So,
probably shouldn't have said that.
Where are you staying while you're here? Are you staying up in Camden, or have you been moving around? How long have you been here for?
We've been here for a couple of days,
right?
We got here yesterday. Flew in from
been here about Detroit. 36 hours, I think.
And for Matt, it's really going slowly.
That's actually close to a couple of days, so...
Yeah, it's not too hard.
And do you have... it's probably quite a boring question for you guys, but do you have ways of dealing with... like changing time zones all the time, like it must really
mess with
your head.
I can tell you all about what I did.
Oh yeah, go on.
I got off the jet at like 6:30 this morning, and then I just kind of struggled all day, feeling horrible, wanting to die. You know what I mean? Just didn't want to do anything. But I stayed awake until like 7, and then I just slept for like 14 hours.
Because they say that you're supposed to have whatever your first couple of meals, whatever the time is in the new place, you should have like the meal that you would have at home or something to get your... If it was like dinner time at home, you should have breakfast at dinner time and all that kind of thing.
I just consider myself in the time zone that I'm flying to as soon as I get on the plane.
Yeah, right.
And then I take sleep drugs and I just pass out.
Yeah, we've done this so many times
where like we're, every time it's shocking to us again. We're like, oh, fuck, I'm so tired.
Yeah,
it's like, why don't we just go to sleep?
Tired as normal.
Is it a thing that for you guys, as soon as it comes to showtime, it just like kicks in?
Yeah, we have what we like to call pre-show poops. It's when you get really juiced up and then all of a sudden you have to poop right before the show.
It's the Meyer Brothers for you.
is that on your rider? We must have four cubicles available.
We have
pre-show.
Four toilets backstage.
Yeah, I mean, just, I guess, like, TMI. But, I mean, getting excited for the show definitely gets your pumped up. I mean, like, you hear the crowd screaming outside. They're all amped. They want to see you. And then that gets you all pumped up and, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, everything's pretty slow-mo till the show starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, can I ask you about the fact that you've been nominated for 3 Grammys? First of all, that's incredible and congratulations. But also, like, is that something that you ever thought would happen? And conversely, is it something that you're like, that's great, but we wish we'd have fucking won one?
Yeah. We didn't expect to win at all. Didn't expect to get
one of them. You lost out to David Bowie. He's like my
that was a win
idol,
so. Yeah, that was a win exactly. for us
you if won
we,
that one
it, no it, it was oh, a win you, that we you, lost yeah,
I was gonna say
imagine if we won against David Bowie, like his last chance to get a Grammy, like
I would have been this would have been this interview really awkward for me, because I'd have been like, those bastards.
No, we were, didn't want to win that one. I would have been okay winning the first one.
That would have been ridiculous.
Yeah,
because we were when we found out about it, it was like our phone started going off at like 7 a.m. and there was about 6 or 7 of us packed into one hotel room. We had to park the van around back and then sneak people in because we were over capacity in the rooms, and we were sleeping, like people were like sleeping on the bathroom floor.
Right.
We were, you know, and then, hey, you're nominated for 2 Grammys. I couldn't even eat yesterday because I didn't have any money, and now I have Grammy nominations.
So yeah, is it really out of kilter like that? Like since then, have things changed for you, obviously?
Drastically.
Yeah, okay. So tell us a little bit about that journey from basically not being able to eat to doing all right.
I just kept working.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't overnight by any means.
Nothing is.
But it seems like it is, though. Like, a lot of times, you know, I didn't know about Dua Lipa until she blew up. So to me, it seemed like she had overnight success. But, you know, she had multiple albums before that.
Yeah, right.
And that's kind of the same thing it was for us.
And so tell us a bit about the sort of beginnings. Like, how did you guys all meet? Were you friends before the band? Who knew who? That kind of thing.
Rich and I go way back.
Yeah.
To the womb. We're womb mates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are choking each other.
Rich, when we were born, Rich almost killed me. And if we didn't have the technology that we had 30 some odd years ago.
Do you hold that against him?
All the time.
All the time, yeah.
And then Matt, he moved from Florida to Massachusetts, and we were still playing some cover gigs, and he came out and
he was in a band that used to play the same venues that we were playing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
On the Cape.
Yeah. He worked for their brother doing landscaping.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we became good friends.
And then Matt quit his band and came out and drum teched for a couple of years and earned his stripes, and then was totally terrible at drum teching. He hated it so much. I used to throw drumsticks at him. but now he's a brilliant writer, and he fits right in.
Well, I'm very pleased that he's found his calling.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that.
You just helped him out a lot.
He's just so good.
He gives me really nice compliments. Just snags them back. Fuck you, man.
I can see why you're drinking. See why you're drinking heavily.
Yes.
You've been bullied. I'm sure we need to find you someone to talk to about this. So, I know that you guys are sort of quite well known for having a bit of a political message to your stuff. How much is that just how you are, and how much did you think, oh, like you maybe did it once and then
no, we're just very opinionated.
We need to make sure you're very opinionated, right? Do you find it sometimes gets in the way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Life would be so much easier if he just kind of went with the flow.
Yeah. But so many musicians do, like, you know, they just do it for entertainment.
But then eventually you figure out that you're not going to make everybody happy. So fuck everyone else. Like, do what you think is right and try to, like, be a good person.
Yeah, and, right.
You know?
Yeah, do you want to be a follower or a leader, you know? You got to set the pace.
Yeah.
For yourself.
For yourself, yeah.
Honestly, like...
You want to live a good life.
Not trying to, like, sway anybody else's opinion, but if they want to know mine, I'm certainly going to tell them.
Yeah, cool.
You know?
But it's great that you stick your neck on the line in that way, because, like I said, so many bands don't bother or, you know, think, oh, I wonder if this is going to hurt me commercially or that kind of thing.
But
it's not something you don't care either way. You're just like, well, the talent,
well, we
how
care
we are,
about
that's it.
It. But as in, like, make the sacrifice to
But you, do you
be
ever kind of go, oh, maybe we should pull back a bit on that for a while or...
I mean, we're already in it now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We definitely do put a lot of thought towards it. We're not just like, oh, yeah, recklessly saying all these things. It is calculated, but and also intentional, fully intentional.
And how do you feel about what's going on over here, or is it not something that you really get to? You've obviously got so much stuff going on in America.
You guys kind of have the same shit going on.
Yeah,
as we
do. it's like a mirror image of it.
Yeah, it's like you guys do something dumb, and then we're like, oh, I see you, and then we'll do the same thing, and then, you know, we keep trading off.
I mean, have you seen him, Boris? Like, Boris Johnson.
I think he's dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, but and he doesn't even know how to iron his shirt or whatever. Like,
that's calculated.
Do you think
he does?
He just looks grubby. To
yeah,
me.
Like when he brought tea out to a bunch of reporters that were trying to. What was the situation? Do you know what I'm talking about? He was under the gun about something, and he totally. Geniusly worked his way out of it. He like came out and
with
like made
biscuits.
Them fall in love with. Yeah, he gave them all like tea, and his hair was all a mess. And he was like, he looked like he had just gotten out of bed, and he was there. He's at his home, and he was like, he makes people fall in love with him, and that's the most dangerous part because he's actually really smart, and he does.
Oh, no, there's no doubt that he's smart. It's just he's also seen as. I mean, the same with Trump. I suppose people look at him as like a sort of comedy figure, but he's obviously very dangerous.
Yeah,
and that's an understatement.
I think with him, he's got Pence behind him. I feel like that's sort of like a the Dick Cheney situation.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
So something we've been talking about on the show in a sort of lighthearted way, but it's a big serious thing. I don't know if you've seen. There's this really great documentary on Netflix about DNA and how it's called CRISPR. Have you heard of this? Basically, they can cut like little sections. They can recreate strands of DNA, and then it can like fix. Say you were blind and it was a genetic problem, they could like inject that into you and it'd fix your sight. And like they've made these rats, they put in some DNA from a firefly and made them like glow in the dark and stuff like that.
Whoa. So people are fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, right. But what I wanted to ask you guys was if you could change a little bit of your DNA to have like a sort of superpower or to enhance something that you've already got.
Oh wow.
What would you like to have?
Something that you've already got.
Or you could make better, do you know what I mean? Like you could make your vision.
I would teleport.
I'd want to fly for sure.
Yeah?
I'd like to fly, yeah, that'd be cool.
For me, flying looks like effort. You see a bird trying to take off, it looks knackering, but
Matt, you can fly, I'll meet you there, bro, because I'm going to teleport.
Oh, damn.
I don't know how to use DNA to do that, but
I'm talking about
superpower
content. Shit, dude. Superpowers, I'm going to be Superman for sure.
Yeah.
He's got it all.
I think the teleportation thing is great. Definitely.
Yeah, that sounds pretty true.
I don't know if that'd be like a genetic thing that you could do.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know how
that's like. I feel
like
you that's
said
more of
superpower.
A
well, but as in like through genetics, that's like, would you make yourself super? Like this guy's injecting himself with like the stuff that makes your muscles grow. So he's now getting like really buff without doing workouts. He's just giving himself
teleportation.
So like, is it like a stem cell thing? Huh? Is it like a stem cell thing that he's doing?
I'm not really sure. I'm still watching the documentary. I've only seen like 1.25 episodes, but
it's not
really
like it's not like steroids.
No.
It's a genetic.
It's a genetic thing.
That he
so he's like replacing.
With.
He's putting DNA in.
Wow.
That is like.
Is he like injecting himself everywhere?
Well, he's just done it to prove that he thinks it's safe. So he's not done it to like. He's anybody can do this. It's safe. It's quite interesting.
I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it is. It's called Unnatural Selection. You should watch it.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of different episodes of different
Yeah,
kinds
that's
of stuff
right. Yeah,
things,
and
yeah.
I'm watching it at the minute. But
it's a great name.
The
for
point I wanted to make was like as well that they've made the companies that have made it work in terms of like saying we can cure your child's blindness or whatever. They're going. By the way, it's $750,000. It's just pretty disgraceful of them.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I feel like it's just going to create a super race for the super rich.
Yeah.
Because only they're going to be able to afford it. But they're going to be like, I want my baby to have blue eyes. Ba-ding.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But also, there's this like...